Namibia's state-owned Telecom Namibia has fallen victim to a ransomware attack, resulting in the leak of sensitive customer information, including personal data reportedly belonging to top government officials. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The cyber attack, carried out by a hacker group known as Hunters International, led to the public release of nearly 500,000 pieces of data after the company refused to negotiate over the ransom demanded. The stolen data includes personal identification details, financial information, and customer addresses, which have since been shared on the dark web and social media. Government condemnation and national security concerns. Outgoing President N'Golo Mbumba strongly condemned the attack, calling for urgent action. His spokesperson, Alfredo Hengari, described cybersecurity as a matter of national security. Investigation underway. Telecom Namibia announced on Monday that it discovered the data breach last Friday. Initially, the company believed no sensitive information had been compromised. However, further investigations revealed that critical customer records had been accessed and leaked. Stanley Shanapinda, Telecom Namibia's chief executive, confirmed the hackers published the stolen data after the company refused to engage with them. He emphasized that paying the ransom was never an option. "We will not negotiate with cyber terrorists. Even if a ransom is paid, there's no guarantee the data won't still be leaked," Shanapinda told local media. Customer advisory and legal action. The company is working with security agencies to minimize further exposure and apprehend the perpetrators. Telecom Namibia has warned the public against circulating leaked information, cautioning that doing so would constitute a criminal offense. "We urge our customers to immediately update their passwords and exercise caution, particularly with financial transactions under suspicious circumstances," Shanapinda said. The growing threat of ransomware. Ransomware attacks have become increasingly common worldwide. Hackers deploy malicious software to lock data and devices, demanding payment, often in cryptocurrency, to restore access or prevent data leaks. In this case, Telecom Namibia resisted the hackers' demands, emphasizing the risks and uncertainties tied to paying ransoms. The attack highlights the pressing need for strengthened cybersecurity measures, particularly for critical state-owned entities handling sensitive national and customer data. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.